For this part of the hour, though, Detective Work's Odd Couple join forces again to investigate the wages of sin. Colville and Soames are looking into the mystery death of a priest called Father Byrne, and last we heard, they seem to be inundated by a whole bunch of people all called Flynn.
Colville and Soames by Christopher Lee. Starring Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville and Amanda Redman as Alex Soames, with Dudley Sutton as Arthur Guscott. Episode 3, The Wages of Sin.
I tell you, H, this has given me jip. Never been married, have you?
I know many who have been.
You see, Mrs. Guscott reminded me this morning that we have what's known as a wedding anniversary coming up.
My sincere congratulations to you both.
Coffee, gentlemen?
Ah, Simpson Capital, many thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Simpson. An anniversary. May one ask when?
2:30 this afternoon, as it happens. And naturally, Mrs. G expects a little attention. Maybe the odd flower or two. Only I says to her, I'm not sure. And she says she thought this old case was wrapped up 2 weeks ago. And I says, so
yeah, but the death of Father Dominic... coffee?
Cheers.
Was not what it appeared to be.
So I'm in... bad odour.
Do you seek my apology for not resolving this conundrum? Or dear Dominic's for being so inconsiderate as to experience a cardiac arrest when confronting his intruder?
Just making a point, that's all, H. I'd like to get this one in the bag. So would Mrs. Guscott.
I fear that until we find the American lady, until we find the person trying to buy this infamous missile, and until we find the person or persons who broke into Dominic's study, then none, whatever his or her personage, will get a good dinner.
You forget the Flynn.
Indeed. The mysterious figure in the confessional.
What gets me, H., is which blooming Flynn? Dominic's mum was a Flynn. So was this little tow rag who turns up in his box. And now that tart of yours...
Arthur, please.
Sorry. That lovely, sophisticated, church-going widow, Mrs. Soames, tells me the old housekeeper was one. Next thing we'll find is that American party's real name's Flynn.
It would be useful, Arthur, if your people could find Donna Hanley. I had thought you might.
We know she got a cab from the funeral to a block of flats in Maida Vale, but a porter don't remember seeing her. She could have gone anywhere. Tube to Heathrow, away date to Chicago.
Who lives in the block?
Hang on, I've got it here. Dentist and his wife. Clean. He's Polish and she's Dulally Tap. A Welsh peer when he's not in Welsh Wales.
That's it.
Well, there's an Irishman.
What?
I knew you'd say that. Don't get excited. He's a very respected art historian.
So was Anthony Blunt.
With a beard and tash.
Of his own?
Of his own.
Who says?
The porter. And his smudge in one of the weekend mags.
His smudge?
Picture, H. Likeness.
And what of the, smudge I gave you?
You're likely lad trying to buy this red eye thing. I'm ahead of you. Got one of my lads round at the porter's now.
Excuse me, Mr. Colville. Taxi outside for you.
Thank you, Simpson. Thank you.
I believe it has a lady with it.
Oh, they do. They do.
Not at all, sir.
That, my dear Arthur, is Mrs. Soames. Come, pay your respects. We may even drop you somewhere.
Shall I know?
We're off to see Mrs. Wedlock and to discuss her family tree, especially the Flynn branch.
Oh, right. Here. That bloke just now, Simpson. Well, the other one, the one with the coffee, I thought he was Simpson.
Yes, dear heart. They all are.
I'm telling you, Mr. Colville, I am not sleeping a single wink. It's on my mind, it is. Every time I go into his study.
I'm sure, Mrs. Wedlock, I'm sure. So distressing.
And Father Williamson.
Father?
The new priest.
Oh,
not at all the same. Not a year out of the short trousers, I'm to be sure.
You mean he's young?
I mean he's already making the changes. I bring him his tea at 10. And he asked, have we the coffee? And not the stuff from the jar, he says.
It's real coffee.
For 20 and more years, I took the father his tea at 10 every morning, and every morning he thanked me for it, and now...
Oh, well...
You have my sympathies, my dear Mrs. Redlock, my sympathies. Things are sometimes not what they seem.
Like your maiden name being Flynn.
A secret, was it?
No. But trying to put things together isn't made any easier when we have to waste time discovering coincidences which you knew anyway.
I knew. What could I know?
Well, that dear Dominic's... Father Byrne's mother was a Flynn.
And that Father Byrne heard the confession of someone called Flynn. And what that Flynn told him is at the bottom of all of this.
The poor man must have heard the confession of a 1,000 Flynns. Not one did I know, nor did they know me.
So you're trying to tell us that you don't know who this person was?
It's trying I have to do now, is it? You have the manacles and the police at the street this very moment.
Are you frightened of the police?
I am not.
Come now. My dear Mrs. Wedlock, come now. Of course you're not. Perhaps my friend is being a little harsh.
Perhaps I'm thinking it's time for me shopping.
Let me try to explain our anxiety. We are told that a man called Flynn made his confession to Father Byrne. We know that the father's mother was a Flynn. We then find out that you, too, were a Flynn. Surely you can see we are, well, a little curious.
You know what curiosity did?
You mean...
You know, this one, she's forever known what it is I mean. You think for someone that clever there'd not be a single question in the whole world left to ask.
Mrs. Wedlock, if an intruder hadn't got into this very house, Father Byrne would be alive today. Isn't it time you were a little more helpful? Or is it that you don't want to help?
Now, that is a terrible thing to say. Terrible. I have never...
You have never what, Mrs. Wedlock? You have never told us everything you know. You have never told us until we pushed you that you knew this woman, Donna Hanley, couldn't have been the father's niece because he didn't have any brothers and sisters. You have never told us that you and the father were relatives. Anything else you have never told us, Mrs. Wedlock?
You're a wicked person, Mrs. Whatever your name is. Here am I, for more than 20 years, looking after the father.
I'm sure they'll have violins tuned and ready to play when you get to heaven, Mrs. Wedlock, but for the moment, here on earth, I wonder if we could have your undivided attention instead of your homespun Riverdance evasiveness.
Oh, holy, holy Mary, Mother.
there, Mrs. Wedlock, there. I expect Mrs. Soames might wish to take a little fresh air. And perhaps while she does, you would like to make you and me... some of your celebrated tea, and perhaps a small slice of your delicious cake.
Okay, I'm going.
She's a strange one.
Not of our generation, if I may say so, Mrs. Wedlock. Father Byrne understood patience with the younger ones. It is a gift.
God bless him. It'll not take a minute. Needed but a top up.
Splendid. If only one had such patience. But I suppose it is understandable. I have to say, I never imagined that you might be a Flynn.
It's not what that young madam would be thinking. If there's half a glass of stout, I can show you a Flynn who would be drinking it.
A large family indeed. And your own part of it, Mrs. Wedlock?
Me? Never more in a glass for the social occasion of it.
I was wondering where the Wedlocks and Flynns came together. So important to remember family origins and to keep them in our hearts, don't you think? So many of the younger folk have no sense of family. Oh, my dear lady, won't you please allow me?
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Colville, I'm sure, but I'll just manage. There, now. We'll let it alone to find itself before we pour.
Ah.
Thanks especially yesterday for the father. But now he tells me he's watching his ways. Have you ever heard such a thing?
Such a treat.
Mind you, very holy he is. Not just a father, a brother. There you are.
Oh, so kind. So kind. You were saying about the Flynns and the Wedlocks.
The Wedlocks were never content. Everyone knows that. Always with the ideas. The Flynns now. Everyone had the dream in the eye.
thank you indeed. And you brought them together. How fortunate.
But he had the wonder. I'd not been married the year when it was to Liverpool we came. The sister, you know.
Of course.
And then, with him learning the skills, there was a little business. The way with his hands, meant in the wireless and the radiogram.
I know.
The man was a genius.
And what brought you to London?
The chance of a little shop of his own.
And of course you knew Father Byrne.
Oh no, Mr. Colville, not at all. I never seen the father in my life before I started the cleaning for him.
I see.
Would you have some more of the cake?
Oh, I really couldn't.
You're sure?
Well, I wish we could find this man who came to confession. Oh, my dear. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Maybe there is a young Flynn, now I come to think of it. You understand?
Delicious. A younger member of the family.
Doing the studying, he is. Did I hear? South London. I can't be sure, you know. Maybe a Flynn on the great aunt's side.
Your great aunt? How charming.
Mine, certainly not, whatever next. Barring the lot of them. No, if this is a Flynn, he'd be one of Father Byrne's family.
May I help you in any way?
Good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was miles away.
Well, then I'm sorry. Seemingly I shouldn't have intruded.
No, not at all. I was just wondering about confession.
Oh, there are times on the...
Oh, I don't mean that sort of thinking. I was...
Yes?
Are you the new priest?
For the moment.
Oh, this seems silly. I'm not one of your parishioners. Alexandra Soames.
No.
I'm one of the people looking into the death of Dominic. Father Byrne.
Then you must forgive me. You don't look like a policeman.
I would hope not.
Sorry again, or even a policewoman. I'm Brother William. Are you a police... woman?
I'm helping a colleague. He was a close friend of Father Byrne.
Oh, I see. Would this be Mr. Colville?
Right. You know him?
No, but I know someone who does.
He's next door with Mrs. Wedlock.
Tell me, Mr. Colville is, well, sort of cloak and dagger, isn't he?
Henry? He wouldn't say that.
Just cloak?
He might say that.
I believe he knows Monsignor Morrissey, old friends.
Men do make them.
Women don't.
And it's all to do with shaking hands. It's the first thing little boys are taught. They even do it after fighting each other, so they stay friends even when they're not.
And don't ladies shake hands? No, I suppose they don't.
I was looking for the boxes.
At the back?
No, not church rules and organs. Confessions.
Oh, I see. Over there, at the side aisle.
Do you mind? Father Byrne had many friends.
He was old, even ancient. By that time of life, you have none, either because they've all died, or because you don't have the patience, or because you're blessed.
Which was Father Byrne?
I think blessed.
But there were none who'd want him dead.
Well, I didn't know him well enough to have the answer to that. But he wasn't murdered. He surprised a burglar and had a heart attack. Shock.
I didn't say he was murdered. We know how he died. I'm not convinced we know why.
Oh.
Is this it?
You sound disappointed.
What happens?
Well, the priest will sit in this side, and whoever wishes to make his or her confession will be in this side.
Would you do so for me?
Hear your confession?
No. Sit where you would sit, and I'll sit in the other side.
Oh, well, actually, you kneel. I don't really know. I'm not sure that I see what you're trying to do.
Trying to understand... Please. Can you see me?
Of course not.
Right. Tell me what happens. You have the times of the confession on the notice board, then what happens?
A person will come into the church and kneel.
Where?
Close to where we are now. They say their prayers and examine their conscience. The priest will already be here. The first person will come in, draw the curtain and wait. There's this little sliding panel here. When I'm ready, I slide it back and hear the confession.
Okay. Now, before confession, does the priest ever see the person?
Yes, but he doesn't necessarily know that he has. What's this all about?
Explain about seeing people.
Well, sometimes you see people around the church. Then again, you could see someone, but you don't know they've come in.
What about voices? You must know who a person is just by their voice.
Depends how well you know your parish. I've just come here. I wouldn't know anyone's voice. And it depends on the voice. For example, I'd remember yours. It's Well, it's warm. Sorry.
Don't worry. This is a confessional, after all.
I still don't understand.
Father Byrne heard a man's confession, and that man either knew Father Byrne or Father Byrne knew him.
How do you know?
We do.
But Father Byrne would never have told you. So this person must have.
We think that the person hadn't been to this church before. We also think Father Byrne hadn't seen this person for years and years, if at all. We think his name was Flynn.
That's an awful lot of thinking and not much knowing.
You mean we have something in common?
Right. You can come out now, Father. Your time is up.
You think that this person was the same one who tried to rob Father Byrne?
Perhaps, but there are too many perhapses at the moment.
Like perhaps none of this is true.
What makes you say that?
You imply that Dominic, Father Byrne, told you or Mr. Colville about this Flynn. I don't believe he would. No priest would.
Not even if it's the most terrible thing and other people might die?
Not even then.
Do you give moral philosophy tutorials, Father?
I give comfort. To do that, one has to be trusted.
And to trust.
In my faith and values, yes.
I must go. Nice to meet you.
And you.
If you should come across a confessing Flynn or even a Hollywood blonde, let me know. As long as it doesn't impinge on your conscience, of course. Bye now.
Wait. Tell me about the blonde.
And you a priest.
Was her name Mrs. Hanley?
My dear. Oh, so sorry. Unforgivable. And I fear it will soon rain.
I thought you'd been kidnapped by your tailor.
My bootmaker. A difficult time. It would seem my soles are spreading.
I've got the very person. A hunky priest who says his name's William.
And fears Mrs. Wedlock's teapot.
And guess what? Our mysterious Donna Hanley was at the church this morning.
You're sure?
Brother Willie is. His description made him blush twice. I somehow don't think he was meant for a cassock. More a hammock man, I would think.
Ah, that may be useful.
According to him, she wants mass said for her mother.
Who is an American?
I assume so.
I should not.
Right.
By the by, I thought your performance rather splendid.
My what?
With Mrs. Wedlock. She took refuge in the warmth of my personality as soon as you hateful hussy, were out of the room.
It's not bad for a 2-week course.
Teamwork, my dear, teamwork. Here we are. Just in time, the mizzle cometh. Let's see what Arthur has for us. After you.
You're sure it's our Donna Hanley? American, and a bit of a looker. Big what's-its.
Yes. I bet he's still saying Hail Marys.
But if we're right, and she's here to hand over the money for a missile...
What's she doing ordering up candles and smoke for her old mum?
Or going there in the first place. Can't be a coincidence. She visits Dominic, claims she's a long-lost niece, which is a lie, disappears, and a couple of hours later he's found dead.
But she went to his funeral.
And then disappeared again.
This randy monk of yours.
Not mine, Rome's.
He must reckon she's kosher.
Hardly.
You know what I mean.
She told him her mother used to worship at St. Saviour's.
My old girl used to buy eel pies down the Blackfriars Cut, but I don't nip down there every time I think of green gravy.
I think he thought there was something odd. The fact that he promised to call me if she comes back says that.
Got your own number, has he? He doesn't hang about our boy, does he?
Alex, my dear. Good gracious me, Arthur. How very modern of you.
You probably haven't noticed, H, but we flogged the last blue box to that Doctor Who. I'll see you in a minute. Excuse me, Sunshine, where's the nearest phone?
I believe we need to be a little cautious. Is it so unlikely that our Mrs. Hanley would mix business with a family duty?
We're assuming too much. When we get back, I think I might ask Roger Brown to run through this again.
But what would be gained from inventing the death of a parent?
Nothing, probably. But you, Henry, once told me that this business is the art of the probable.
Then it must be true.
Well, 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 a mighty triumph for plod coppering.
And?
And it's your round.
Oh, Arthur, please.
Guess what? That was my lad with the fuzzy picture.
The Armenian missile man. I'd forgotten about him.
Well, keep forgetting. No. Remember that lousy photograph you had, the bloke at the funeral?
So you found our IRA contact. Excellent.
The block of flats this Donna Hanley goes to after the funeral.
Right.
Porter there never sees her. But he clocks this bloke all right. You know why? The little bugger's been lodging with our flash hearty farty for the past 6 weeks.
You have apprehended the little person?
No, H. But we will. we will. I'd call that a little result, wouldn't you? Just a pint, darling. Come on, hurry up.
We need to separate them into crime, petty crime and terrorism.
Do we now?
Yeah, that way we... I'm sorry.
Not at all. Keep going.
It's just that everyone keeps telling me there are more Flynns than there are three-leaf clovers, and I thought it would make the search easier.
You know, that's really odd. So did I. Hang on. I'll show you something.
I've already said sorry.
And Cutner's giving you a hard time. But don't worry about it. It's budget time. Joe's a bully.
And you think I'm the weediest kid in the playground. Thanks a bundle.
Here we go. No, if you really want to know, I think you're a bit special. But what I think doesn't matter. It's what Joe thinks is important. Here, look at these.
All Flynns?
All with Flynn names.
You mean false names?
Not false names. In this business, you have to distinguish between those committed through generations to the cause and those who signed on in the registry office.
Do I have to read through this lot?
You could pretend you're reading them when Cutner comes round with his clipboard. The shortcuts under in-laws.
There are miles of them.
Flynn's produced a lot of daughters. Try the W's.
Walcott, Wallace, Warren, Wedlock.
You want bottom line, page 6. Wedlock E.
Wedlock, Eamon Terence, deceased. Last known address, Brondesbury Avenue, London, N4. Radio and television repair engineer, C3. What's C3?
Convictions.
All right. C3, none. D2.
Detained for questioning but released.
D2-4. Presumably these are the dates.
Yeah, that's right. And SU, suspicion unconfirmed.
Explosives remote control fitter.
Yeah, one of the enthusiastic in-laws. See who he's married to, or was.
Mary Eileen Wedlock. Nay, Mary Eileen Flynn. This is our Mrs. Wedlock.
Seems so.
You're a genius.
This is true.
Right. I'm off to show this to Henry. I don't suppose you've got anything on that picture, have you?
Well, yes, but I think we're back to handshaking on that one. I was about to give you a printout. You can't get it on your screen upstairs.
You know who he is?
In theory.
You mean we're not sure?
Do I?
Come on, don't tease.
That's something I don't do. Here. We fed that picture you gave us into Percy and Cindy.
It worked, then?
Yes and no. Nothing on Percy, which wasn't surprising. It's police only and not complete. But Cindy lived up to her name. Central Intelligence Network Development Indicator.
Yes, teacher. Would you like your apple now, sir? Sorry.
Do you want to hear this or not?
I said sorry.
The picture is of a man called James Toomey. One-time Lance Corporal in British Army. Rank stripped and dishonourable discharge for striking an officer. Infantry qualification in Gustav anti-tank weapons. So, that would have been some time ago.
And then joined IRA.
And then joined IRA.
Brilliant!
Slight problem. Your man's been dead 2 years.
So, who died?
Or, who was the man we photographed in Malta, and was he the same person at Dominic's funeral?
Yes, he was. So, Joseph, your point is that Toomey...
is not dead.
Then who is?
Well, that's a daft question. How do I know? When did he snuff it?
Exactly 2 years ago.
Where's he buried?
Doesn't say.
We got a copy of the death ticket.
No, I don't think so.
We got anything on the doctor who signed it? Bent? Sympathiser? One of the brothers?
I don't know.
What about the funeral? Who was there?
Why would we need to know that?
You see, my dear, if Joseph is right and some other person was buried, then even though the event was officially for the late James Toomey, the relatives of the real corpse would be at the funeral.
Oh.
And as the RUC and Army have lists and sometimes photographs of every Republican funeral, we really should ask your friend Roger to get it for you.
I didn't know that.
You don't know very much, do you?
I'll find out.
Right.
By the way, I got something for you at the chemist's.
Hmm?
For your back.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Very considerate.
Not at all. My pleasure.
Well... that was very thoughtful.
So she is.
Sounds very nice. Evening Primrose. You know it?
No, I cannot say I do. But I imagine it was chosen with great care.
And while we're about it...
We?
Okay, while you're about it, see if we've got anything on Father William Williamson. Scottish, early 30s, Catholic priest.
heard a thing about priests.
I want there to be a rush to say the last rites over Cutner.
Forget Joe. I told you, he's a bully. Don't stand up to him. Avoid him.
You mean... Oh, God, there I go again. I'm getting a complex.
There you go. It'll take a couple of minutes. Come for lunch on Sunday. I'll talk you out of it.
Very funny.
I wasn't joking.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yes, you did. But don't worry.
Anyway, I've a 10-year-old daughter.
Great. I've got a cat. We'll have a party.
We'll see. Is this it?
Yeah, that's the funeral list. Now, the four categories needn't worry us. We want the front row and bearers. You get family in the front. You always get one under the box.
Well, there are the Toomeys and... Well, I never.
Let's hear it for the mighty Flynns, eh? This is just the RUC list. The army will be on list three. That takes longer. Brown. Yeah, just a sec.
Hello? Now? But we haven't finished. Okay, I'll see you downstairs. Sorry, I've got to run. Do you mind?
I have a choice.
I'll call you later.
About Sunday?
About 10 o'clock.
I bet.
Okay, okay, let them through.
There you are, dear heart. What miserable weather.
Took your time, didn't you, H? Don't expect you to ever been this far south of Sloane Square without flying.
Not the ideal place for magical mystery tours. You're going to tell us, or do we have to guess?
New Cross, gateway to the hop fields. We always drape the old tape round the place at this time of the year. Sort of dress up early for Christmas.
Arthur, please.
Come on, I'll show you. Be careful where you walk, and do you mind leaving those things here?
It's pouring.
Oh, so it is. I hadn't noticed. If you don't mind, the forensic lads get touchy about brollies dripping all over a scene of crime.
In here.
Don't touch anything. All right, Mike?
Okay, Gav. Ready when you are.
Give us a sec, will you?
Sure.
Here you are, then.
Alex, my dear, why don't you...
What? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Takes a bit of getting used to, doesn't it? Any consolation, it'll take this poor bastard a lot longer.
Do we...
Probably a 12 bore, straight in the guts. That's some of them over on the wardrobe door there. Well, I thought you'd want to see for yourselves.
My dear Arthur, you've had your little drama. Perhaps you'd like to tell us who this is?
Was.
Yes.
This, my old sunshine, is the kiddie who started it all. Your old mate Dominic's mystery sinner. Mr. Colville, Mrs. Soames... Meet Mr. Peter Flynn. You'll excuse him not getting up, won't you? He's not feeling very well.
In episode 3 of Colville and Soames, you heard Christopher Benjamin as Henry Colville,